Once forged in the fires of PR and journalism, Curtis Dewar and Corey Westbrook united to create C-Squared. Now, on our podcast, we interview musicians and other industry professionals to give you an inside look on how to take your music to the next level.
Hello, you are listening to the C-Squared podcast with me, Holly, and Curtis. And today, it's just the two of us, so we're going to be talking about all things sales related. Yeah, selling
stuff. Yeah. So for anybody who's listening right now, so Holly today gave a great topic for discussion, which is how to sell, selling in general, that type of stuff. So the reason why we brought this up is because most people have a problem with selling their merchandise, selling their CDs, selling their music. But what we're going to be talking about are like general strategies for sales in general. So to start off, Holly is not prepared for this, but I'm going to. So can you, to start off, let's just kind of define what we're talking about here. So what is a sale?
So, well, someone purchasing your music or merchandise, sort of a means of bringing money in basically to your band in exchange for the art that you make.
Yep. A sale can also be like if you're trying to just build up an email list, like if you're just doing your name, your prices and stuff like that. So it's basically the way that I want to look at this is like any way that you can get some form of exchange for your music, whether that be physical or digital products, if that makes sense. So first, the reason why I wanted to define what a sale is just so that way people kind of understand, because some people don't really understand how sales really work. So first of all, let's first go into the fact of why we need to talk about sales. And the reason why is because, yes, I know everybody's an artist and they just want to create art. But the thing is if you're not actually selling your music or selling your merchandise, you're not going to be able to fund it in the future. So where do we want to start here? So let's talk about digital sales is the first thing, because a lot of people are doing digital sales. So Bandcamp obviously is going to be like the main place where a lot of people will do are going to be doing digital sales, because that's primarily the place. So let's talk about that for a second, Holly. So talk Bandcamp to me first and then I'll get into it.
Yeah, I mean, I think most people use Bandcamp because it is a pretty good place to start, really. Mm-hmm. You know, because you don't have to set anything up, you just upload your music and you sell it, and it's great. A lot of people, I think, they just upload their music and then they expect it's just gonna sell by itself, and it's kind of, you have got to put in a little bit of work. The unfortunate reality is Bandcamp and everywhere else is so saturated that it's kind of, if you just upload it, no one's just gonna come across it anymore. That doesn't really happen. So I mean, one good thing about Bandcamp is it's a great way to get like contacts for mailing lists. You can send out direct messages to people who follow you, so you've already got tools built into the website that you can actually use to actively sell your stuff. So that's I'd say a pretty good starting point for digital.
I agree. So you're not going to be prepared for this, but I'm going to go way off track.
Fine.
So we're going to talk a little bit about how to sell. So obviously with Bandcamp, you get everything up there. You want to make it look as nice as possible. You want to have like your pictures of everything. You want to have your pictures of your CDs, your vinyl, whatever the heck you got. You want to have your band pictures up there. You want to have your album credits up there. You want to have your band bio up there and all your social links and all the rest of that. But here's one thing that most people forget to do, which is actively contact people to purchase the album that you're selling, which most people hate to do. So Holly, be honest with me here. So with Disconnected Souls, how often do you actually message people to buy your stuff?
So recently we've actually been on it a little bit more. I'm getting my bandmates to pull their weight. we have had a few sales recently that are direct results of direct messaging. People either, and it's people who we know in some cases who didn't even realize we had music out, just because like Facebook algorithms and everything hides everything. So you know, sometimes even like your own friend, like friendship circle, you kind of need to do, oh, by the way, we did this if you're interested, because people miss things. But yeah, and it's kind of, I did notice as well, like our Spotify streams went up a little bit, and you know, just Bandcamp streams went up a little bit. So it does have a bit of a knock-on effect as well as like actual purchases.
It does. One thing that I find works that people hate can be done really terribly is, like you said, the direct message to people. Mm. So now I do a lot of direct messaging to people. Like I do a fucking lot of direct messaging, like probably more than most people do. But you need to do that in order to be like, a lot of times, like, for example, like if a band has a sale or something like that, most of the time, most people aren't going to see it in the algorithm. And a lot of people who do think about it, but then they don't do anything about it at the moment. Yeah. So you kind of have to kind of follow up on it. So here's a good example. So like, let's say if you have, we'll do it with Disconnected Souls. Ooh, Holly, I'm going to teach you how to sell Disconnected Soul stuff right now. You ready for this?
Brilliant. Go on.
Ready for this? Okay, good. So here's what you could do. So like with this, how many CDs do you got right now available?
12 left, maybe.
Okay, that's not many. So you could probably sell all 12. Yeah, you could probably sell all 12 within the next week to week and a half if you actually put your mind to it.
Hmm. That's so, a hint, isn't it?
That is a hint. So we're now going to give Holly a challenge in front of everybody to sell 12 CDs by the end of, what's the date today? The 19th. So by the end of the month, April 1st, my birthday, your birthday present to me is going to be that you have sold out all 12 of the Disconnected Soul CD and you did not purchase them yourself in order to make this happen.
No, I'm not doing that.
Just say it. Pledge to not purchase them. I'm just qualifying this here. So your target after us doing this podcast is that for your band to sell out of their CDs by April 1st. And later we'll have to do another podcast to find out if you actually did this or not. I know this wasn't the topic of the podcast, but we're now going to do the Curtis Dewar helps Holly sell out of her stuff podcast. So first of all, what you need to do is you're going to have to do a post that you're down to your last 12 CDs. Mm-hmm. Have you done that recently? You haven't, have you?
Not recently, no. So that is probably a good idea to start with. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I will double check the number just in case Fletch has some hidden under his bed somewhere or something.
I'm going to change the fucking target here.
So, I think it's 12. So we will go with 12.
Okay, we're going for 12 and we're saying it's 12 because now if you're changing the target, you're going to fuck everything up. So it's 12. Okay, so 12 CDs. So you're going to make a post. We're down to our last 12. We are not planning on repressing these, which is true, correct?
Yeah, we're not getting any more. At least.
So you're not? At least what?
The only way we would possibly ever get more done is if we do like a fancy remastering or something. But that would be like 5-10 years. This is the last lot of what we currently have.
Cool. So you there's 12 left. These are the very last ones. Because what that's going to do is that's going to show that there's scarcity involved. Mm. So once the 12 are sold out, they're gone. No one can get them ever again. You're going to do a post something to that effect. We should be writing this down as we're doing.
I should be writing this down. I was thinking that. I'm going to do that right now.
Yeah, make sure you take notes while we're talking here. So first thing you're going to do is you're going to make a post on the Disconnected Souls pages that you guys are down to your last 12 CDs. And if you want to purchase one, you're going to have to do it soon because once these 12 are gone, you're not repressing anymore. Cool. So all CDs, you also want to make a note that all CDs are signed personally. I don't know, by you or Fletch, whichever one you want to say. Who's got the CDs, you or Fletch?
Both of us. So it'll depend. It'll probably be me.
Okay. So as long as it's not going to take like a whole bunch of time for you to get them, it's my own thing. All of them are signed by the by our vocalist / social media person / what else? You do keyboards, you do guitars, like everything.
Boss, so, keys.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what to call you, so I'm just trying to think. By our person, Holly Royal, whatever you want to call yourself, all CDs are signed. So, so you're going to say that as your very first thing. So you got the scarcity there and you got that. So again, you want to reemphasize the fact, though, that once they're gone, they're gone. No more, nothing like that. You can only hear it digitally. You don't even have to mention that part about only being able to hear it digitally. So you're going to make that post, and you're going to post that on your Instagram. You're going to post that on your Facebook. You're going to post that on your Twitter. All those platforms. And you're also going to make a little reel about it.
Yep.
And you're going to make a little YouTube video about it, too.
Yep.
Okay, so you're going to do those things, and you're going to flood over the next 2 weeks until you're sold out all your social mediums every day about this. And every time you sell one, you're going to say, there's only 11 left, 10 left, 9 left, 8 left, and you're going to thank the person that purchased
it. Yeah.
Publicly. Cool. So then after that, I really hope this is interesting for the people listening, because basically you can do a lot of these things with pretty much anything that you're doing here. Okay, so then after that, what you're going to do is you're going to go to the Disconnected Souls Instagram page, you or Fletch or whoever wants to do it, but I'm assuming it's going to be one of you two. You should make Fletch do this, because fuck, you got too much other shit to do. Like, honestly.
To be fair, he's working on other DS stuff at the minute, so.
Oh, fair enough. Okay, if he is.
Doing stuff behind the scenes that is not public knowledge yet, so
That's fair. Okay, so here's what I would do is I would go to my Instagram page. How many followers you got on your Instagram page? I forgot.
I think I'm up to 1,800.
Okay, so you got 1,000 people, and how many CDs did you originally press total? Like grand total have been pressed?
No more than 100.
Okay, so that leaves 900 prospects on the Disconnected Souls page for the CD. So I'm just opening up the account here right now. Almost called you Disconnection Souls. It's Disconnected Souls. I'm not thinking. So you're going to pull up your followers, and what you're going to do is you're going to get on your big girl pants, and you're going to start messaging everyone there with a message saying, letting them know that you're down to 12 CDs. You could even word it something like, I apologize if you already bought it, I'm sending this to you in error or something like that. Just do your British, you know, I'm sorry to bother you type thing. But you got 12 CDs left and they're signed. We're not doing any more. And I know you follow the page, so I want to make sure that you get one. If you'd like to get it, here's a link to purchase. Give a link to your Bandcamp or whatever your store, or whatever the heck it is that you're using. I don't remember what you use. I think it's Bandcamp. But so you're going to include that in the message. And you're going to DM as many people as you can until you sell out of the 12. And doing that in addition to the other things that I said.
Yeah.
So you could probably sell those out. Like if you did that, I'll bet you if you sent like 100 messages in the next day, you'd probably be sold out within the day, but it would take a little bit
potentially.
But I mean, it doesn't have to be like super personal either. I mean, it could be pretty much like, it doesn't have to be copy paste necessarily, but it can be pretty much the same message. Right, because I'm just looking right there. So at the top, like I got a CD already, so obviously don't message me, but I mean, you could always say, is there anybody you want to buy one for? Maybe there is. Maybe I want to buy one for Corey and Aaliyah and Gaia.
Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah, we have had a few. It's interesting, actually. We have had some people who have bought the same thing multiple times.
There you go.
It does happen.
Yeah. So, you know, you could even ask me, who else is on there? It's all your coworkers. So then you got like Joan and Monta next to you. You're like, hey, Joan, you know, Pulse Escape Method's on there. Blair, buy my stuff. You know, who else we got? These are a lot of clients. That might be kind of weird with some of the clients, but in general.
I was thinking that. Yeah, maybe not. But
anyway. Use judgment, obviously. Going after your clients for it might be a little bit on the weird side. But anyways, that part might be kind of weird. The rest of them should be fine. But yeah, use judgment, obviously, when you are doing this. But I'll bet you if you sent like 100 DMs, you would sell out the 12 within a couple of days or so.
Well, that's an experiment then, isn't it? Yeah. I'll send out 100 messages, see how many.
But you got to have the balls to do this is the thing, because a lot of people get shy about doing stuff like this and worried that they're bothering people.
Yeah, so. I mean, the one good thing about working in PR is you kind of get used to people ghosting you.
That is true. That is true.
Or just rejection in general.
Yeah. No,
it's all good.
As long as you do it, because that's the key thing. I mean, like, worst case scenario. So if someone, like, let's say, even if you sent like 100 messages and let's say you got 50 no's, that could still be another 50 people that you're now on the radar of. And as long as you're treating them right, they might be listening to Connected Souls. They might buy a hoodie. They might just listen to a song, and that could be a Spotify listener too. So there's a different way, a bunch of different ways. So that's the direct method, message way of selling. And that's usually the most effective. It's time consuming. Most people hate doing it, but if you do it right, and you actually do a nice message and you do it in such a way that it conveys that there's not many left, it can actually go quite well. Like in your case, like if you had less than 50 CDs or less than 50 vinyl or something like that, I would definitely do something like that. Another way of the direct message sale, which our good friend Duncan Evans does, and I might be messing up what he does a little bit, but what he does is the second someone follows this page, or he used to do this at least, I don't know if he still does, he would send them a DM, let them know, thank you for following me, that type of thing. Here's a link to my current special. I think it was current special or something like that. If you're interested, if not, totally cool. Nice to meet you either way. I'll talk to you later. And he would get sales by doing that.
Yeah, I had those messages when I followed him.
do you do that with Disconnected Souls or no?
Not consistently.
Fair.
Usually just because I'll get a notification or something, and at the time I'm not in a position to reply, and then, you know.
Fair. What I usually do, like, it's kind of like this, but not really, because obviously I'm not selling music or anything like that, is usually when a band who looks like they might be somewhat related to what we can push at C-Squared follows us, I will usually send them a message and just say, hi, I'm Curtis, nice to meet you, type of thing. I won't go into the company or anything like that, but I'll just kind of find out who they are, at least say thank you to them for doing the follow, and try to find out some information about, you know, what's their band. Even if they're working with someone else at the time, I really don't care. I just, you know, it's taking an interest, and that can also build a sale at some point. Or it could even get your referral. But anything else you want to say about direct messaging before we go on to the next part, Holly?
I think the thing is just not to spam people, and yeah, just be polite, I think. Because there's a difference between saying, you know, like, hey, here's a link if you're interested, versus a buy now type message. I really don't like those buy now messages, especially when it's from a band that I don't really know or someone that I don't know, because that to me, I mean, this might be a British thing, but to me that comes across a bit aggressive.
It can be.
So obviously everyone's different and some people might not be bothered by it, but that's why, yeah, I would personally avoid that style of messaging, just because I don't know. To me, the tone is right, but.
Well, it depends on how you approach it, because I'll do a lot of things that some people might define as being aggressive and rude, but other people don't are fine with. Like, you'll note it, like a good example is that thing last night with Fletch, which for those of you who are listening, I'm not going to go into what I was messaging about, but usually once a week, I will message people about a certain thing that we're doing with C-Squared, and I'll ask them to do something about it. And I'll usually message, like, it's usually around 100, 200 people every week I message about this. And so far, no one's gotten mad at me about it at all. And last night, Holly's bandmate / boyfriend / I don't know what the heck else he is, but he's something, messaged me saying, hey, I didn't get my weekly message from you. So apparently my aggressiveness came across as being, he felt neglected when I didn't do it this week. So there is a method of doing this. I'm not quite sure how it is, but there is a method. So yeah, I mean, I think the key thing is you don't want to be rude to people. And obviously if you're just spamming people you don't know, you don't want to be doing that, but you want to actually just be, like, when you're actually sending these messages, you're sending it to people that actually follow your band, should know something about you, and it's more of a low key versus super aggressive type thing, while still being aggressive, but it's sounding like it's low key, if that makes sense. Cool. So a good example, this would be like, if I was going to write the Disconnected Souls message for you, what I would do is I would say something to the effect of like, hi, Bob, or whatever. Thanks for following my page. Thanks for following the Disconnected Souls page. Just wanted to let you know that right now we're down to 12 CDs left of Warring Elements, and we're not pressing anymore again. I don't believe you can have a copy. If you do, sorry, ignore this message. But I just want to let you know that we're down to 12. These are going to sell out really, really fast. So I just wanted to send you the link if you want to purchase. If not, totally cool. Thanks for following the page either way. And just wanted to let you know, type thing. Really low key, low pedal, but while still being like, you know, we only got a few left. And so, and then include the link, obviously, and everything. So anything else you want to talk about? Direct messaging before we move on?
That was going to code quite a lot, so.
Cool. The next thing, method of selling, I mean, obviously there's ads. So I'm not a big ad guy. Corey's the ad guy, quote unquote. Not me, so I don't really want to get into that. So if you want to learn about how to sell with ads, we did a podcast last year about that. I don't remember the exact episode number, but if you want to take a look back, Corey and I talked about ads at one point. I think it was last June or July, don't quote me on that, but take a look. So then the next method of selling is you got email. So, oh man, we're already almost up on our time. So apparently we're only going over a couple things today with sales. So email sales. So first thing is you need to have a list of people that have purchased your album. So assuming you have that, what you want to do for email sales is that it's very similar to the direct message type thing. You want to have pictures of the product that you're selling. If I was Holly, this is going to come across as super sexist, and I don't care. You can get mad at me right now, or you can get mad at me off.
Okay, will do. Yeah.
Okay. canceled, you're the new head of the company. Oh, no, Corey's still the head of the company. But so what I would do, so you want to have your most attractive member holding the CD and having a picture of them. Spit it out. Spit it out.
The unfortunate thing is this works.
It does. So, it works. It does. Yeah. So in Holly's case, who's going to be the one? I'll let you spit it out. I don't have to.
Fine. I will take a selfie with the CD.
Good. 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 Okay, good. So Holly is going to be the one. Right now I'm just teasing Holly, just for anybody that's listening. I'm trying to embarrass her because I know this bugs her. I'm gonna get myself canceled one of these days. I can just fucking anyway, so what you want to do is you want to get the most photogenic band member to take a picture of themselves holding the CD. This is also going to work for Instagram, obviously, too. But you're going to put this in your email and you're going to say, okay, so we're down to 12 CDs, whatever the heck it is. And obviously look friendly in this picture. Don't have on your, I'm killing the scissors face or anything like that, Holly. But that's what you want to do. So if you like the most photogenic person, obviously in the band is who you want. So like if it was for Disconnected Souls, Holly's probably got the job because she plays with a bunch of grubby dudes. right or wrong?
I'm not going to respond to that. But
so it's going to be Holly doing it. So she's going to take a picture of herself holding the CD. Come on. Like, come on.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just not saying it.
Good. Good. Silent consent. Good. So you're going to take a picture. You're going to have the person who's most photogenic in the group. And that could be a guy, too. I mean, it's very well possible. I'm just saying in Holly's case, because I'm just bugging her. It's her. You're gonna have the person hold the CD, and then what I would also do is maybe have one other picture of maybe a bit better of a picture of the CD. Like maybe you could like have a picture of the CD itself. Like yours has the album artwork on the CD, does it not? Or am I misremembering?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you got something like that, you could show like the physical disc itself. In Holly's case, she's gonna also be showing herself holding the picture. Now in the picture on the email, make sure it's clickable, so that way they can go. Yeah, click over. Now, also for your mailing list as well, you could also include like a link for a special bundle or something like that. If you got that, you don't have to do that, but I mean, basically what you want to do is a similar thing to what you just did on social media, is you're writing a little blurb saying, we're down to 12 copies or how many copies it is. Once we're done selling these out, we're not repressing anymore. If that's not the case, don't fucking lie and say that's the case. But in Holly's case, this is true. In most people's cases, it's going to be true. So just write that all down and then send out. I mean, it's really that fucking simple. Like, there's really nothing much more to it than that. I mean, the whole thing with sales, it boils down to this, is asking people to buy.
Yeah, that's basically it. I think it's like you say, it's a, stop waving your hands at me.
I was waiting for you and you didn't say anything. I was waiting.
No, I was thinking. I think it is just something that you have to kind of get over. It's like the more you do it, the easier it gets.
Yeah, and just as a special shout out to Holly, since I teased her nonstop for like the last 10 minutes here. She's actually quite a good salesperson when she goes for it. Like, if you ever go look, I think it was last year you were doing a bunch. When did we do the campaign for Disconnect? This was September, right? Something like that.
That was September. Yeah.
Yeah. And you sold almost close to 40 CDs because you're down, because you did an additional 50, right?
We got a lot of pre-orders as well, yeah, which we hadn't really done before.
Yeah, and the album had been out for over a year at that point, had it not? Or am I missing?
Yeah, it was a re-release. So I know getting loads of pre-orders and stuff when it's a re-release was kind of that was more than we expected, really. So
anybody who's listening to this, if you can go back and look at the posts from Disconnected Souls on Instagram from last year, and you can get a little bit of an idea of what Holly was doing to make sales at that time. Or was it on your personal? Was it your personal or was it, I'm just trying to look for it.
It would have been a bit of both, but mainly on the band account, I think.
Okay. Cool. I'm not seeing as many on the band account. Maybe I'm just not going back far enough. But either way, go take a look at what... Oh, yeah, I see it now. Just go back and take a look at what Holly was doing. She did a lot of pictures of herself holding the CD. She did another one where she's signing the CDs. She was doing a lot of pictures with herself and the CDs. And then she did some with Fletch with the merchandise and stuff like that. But go back, look. What she did was really, really good because she sold 40 CDs in that time period. And that would have been between July and September of 2022, if I'm not mistaken. No, 2021. What year is it? 2022 right now. So 2021. Cool. So while we wrap up, Holly, what else do you want to say on the subject since we have run out of time due to my blabbering?
Well, I think we need a part two.
We do. We definitely.
One thing. I think the thing we're selling is just to remember, be polite. And I think as well, it's kind of, if you're going to go for it, you have to go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Because only doing it sort of half-heartedly doesn't work. And I know that because I've done it in the past half-heartedly, and that hasn't worked. So
I know.
If you've been busy and I've just tried to half do it, and it's like, no, it's, you know, you've got to set the time aside and just try and do everything. So,
and you have committed that you're going to sell out by April 1st, right? Or have I just bullied you into this and you don't really?
Bit of both. But yeah, no, we are going to be selling out because cool. You know, we have exciting things we need to pay for. So
cool.
Selling out the CDs would help.
And then once we get the 12 CDs sold, then we can aim on looking at your Spotify numbers and seeing how to improve those. Because I don't know where you're at right now, but maybe when we hop off the call, we can take a quick look and see what we can do to get those numbers up too.
Yeah, I think that would be helpful. Because I know a lot of people are sort of same position as us, where Spotify is just, I don't know, it's very awkward. And it's, I don't know if it's because we're just not doing the right method or if there are other factors, which there probably are. So, that'd probably be a good one to do.
Cool. Okay. Well, we're going to end off now. Holly, do you have any final words you want to say before we end off on this podcast?
Don't eat cheese before you go to bed. That's my life advice.
Good advice. With that, we are...
If you enjoyed this podcast, please help spread the word by leaving us a 5-star review on your platform of choice. You can also join the conversation by following us on any social media and suggesting guests or topics you'd like to learn more about. Thanks for listening to C Squared.